Fred Film Radio, Sydney Jewish International Film Festival, Australia.
This is Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio from the Jewish International Film Festival in Sydney, and I am in conversation with Eddie Tamir, the festival director. Good afternoon, Eddie.
Good afternoon, Christiana. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Thank you so much for having time for Fred. We are always happy to interview you. You know, it's our annual appointment.
Yes, absolutely. Obviously, a bit strange this time around with all the restrictions with the pandemic, but the show must go on and does go on.
Indeed, absolutely. Actually, this transitions very well in my first question, Eddie, because I would like to start with your overarching comments about the decision to postpone GIF from November 2020 to February 2021. In your recent interview with Greg King, you spoke about the challenges of operating cinemas in these circumstances. So how is cinema in general surviving this COVID era? What is your experience and the postponement of GIF?
Yes, so, well, obviously, there's many aspects to this. On the Australian side, obviously, when cinemas were forced to be closed, you know, there's obviously no business, so there's nothing more to say when you're closed. Now that we've been open for some months now, it's very clear that people want to come back to the movies. And there's a lot of people coming to the movies. And in fact, we've been very fortunate that the Australian films of the season have been excellent. And many people are being drawn back to the movies via Australian films like The Dry, Penguin Bloom, and High Ground. On the macro scale, the film world is interconnected globally through the Hollywood studio system. And so given that America and Europe are closed for business, basically, it means that even with Australian cinemas open, the tentpole films will not be coming to Australia until America and Europe are healthy and the cinemas are back open again. So, for example, films like the new James Bond, No Time to Die, will be, you know, not appearing in Australian cinemas until there's a global simultaneous release, which makes it all very challenging. But as I say, Australian films, as well as film festivals like ours, are bringing people back to the movies, and we're very happy.
Oh, I'm very happy too, Eddie, and I'm glad to hear that. Of course, what you just mentioned really marks the fact that we are living quite in a bubble here in Australia, I suppose, in relation to the rest of the world. I mean, life is almost normal here, especially in relation to being able to go to cinema, while in the rest of the world is so different. So I understand there is a gap that you just mentioned.
Yes. And we, you know, we particularly, you know, as you say, postponed from November last year. Many festivals around the world, including Australia, you know, went virtual. But that was not our decision. You know, we're very much cinema people, and the shared experience is really important to us, and we think that the shared experience adds that bit of magic to the film going routine, and without that, it's not fun and not stimulating.
I have to agree with you. I mean, I'm very grateful to streaming platform, because of course we yes. could enjoy some entertainment, but it's definitely not the same thing. And the yes. first time I managed to go back to the cinema was a real celebration for me.
Yes, good. Good to hear.
Eddie, GIF opens tonight in Sydney with Incitement, which is the winner of the Best Film Award at the 2019 Ophir Awards, which is the equivalent, is the Israeli Oscars.
Yes.
And directed by Yaron Zilberman. Tell us more about this film, about the assassination of Prime Minister Rabin in November 1995.
Yep. So, you know, we're talking about something that happened 25 years ago, which is the assassination, as you say. And the film is told from the perspective, really, of the assassin, and it explores in depth his headspace and the political and religious stirring by the political and religious leadership of the time to lead him to do what he did. And we're opening with this film because incitement, the notion of political and religious incitement, has really been front page news for the last year or two, obviously. And we think that even though it's a historical film, that it has contemporary resonance and it's very, very significant.
That's, I'm very excited because I'm going to watch it in a couple of hours. So,
and the director, Yaron Zilberman, is an amazing guy. Firstly, he's a writer-director, so he wrote and directed this film. He's a very hot at the moment. There's a new TV series that he wrote, directed, called Valley of Tears, which basically centers on six storylines around the time of the Yom Kippur, or 1973 war in the Middle East between Israel, Egypt, Iraq, and Syria. And it has just been bought by HBO, so he's really at the top of his game. And he's a very humanist-style director, very focused on personal character story, and he uses the intimate exploration of a character to really deliver some insight into bigger political and sociological questions.
Oh, so I will watch that space for sure. Eddie, let's talk about this year's program that includes the Australian premieres of 50 films and three series. Yes. And again, I think it's a good split between Israeli and diaspora productions.
Yes.
19 countries represented, and I don't know how many languages.
Yes.
So I have to say that GIF does not fear COVID-19 after all. That's very reassuring. So tell us about the program, which includes films presented at big international festivals, such as... Here We Are from the official selection at Cannes, and Persian Lessons, which was premiered at the 2020 Berlinale.
Yes. So both very important films for our program. Persian Lessons, as you say, premiered in the Berlinale, and it was a big hit there. And it is a Holocaust-era drama, and it's focused on a... concentration camp inmate who pretends to be Persian in order to survive, which sounds quite fantastical. It is based on true story and a combination of true stories, but it's definitely has such a powerful ending that all the unusual tones come together by the end to create something very interesting. And you mentioned Here We Are, which is one of our favourite films. And this film actually won this year's Ophir Award in Israel for the Best Director. And it's done by a very interesting director called Nir Bergman, who had a hit film called Broken Wings over a decade ago, which won many Israeli and international awards. And it centres on really a father-son relationship. There's a 20-something... son who is autistic and his parents are separated or divorced, and basically the father and the son live together and have a very beautiful entangled relationship. The mother decides that it's time that the son goes to special care, and the father has a very big problem with this because it really gets to the heart of his own issues and his own identity. And instead, just before they go to the center where the son is going to live forever, the father and the son break free and go on a road trip. And it's a very sensitive, funny film, and many rewards.
Oh, excellent. In fact, I read very, very good reviews about both films. Any other highlights that you want to talk about?
Sure. So our closing night event is the premiere of Shtisel, the third series and the first three episodes of that very popular series, which series one and two are on Netflix. So this is we're showing the three episodes before any streaming service is showing it, and it stars Shira Haas, who is a very hot young actress at the moment, and she stars in Unorthodox, the hit television series.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking forward to Schtissel.
Yes, it's a great series. I started watching on Netflix.
Yes, and it's interesting how it, it penetrates what is generally seen as a secret, cloistered, slightly exotic world of the ultra-Orthodox Jews. And it humanizes and explores their very, their quirks and foibles, and it becomes something very easy to relate to for a world audience.
Yes, and it's like a cultural journey into a very different reality, I suppose. But it's fascinating. It's really, really captivating and very, very well done.
Yes.
Eddie, this year I have the pleasure to present on behalf of the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Sydney one of the two Italian films that you have selected, Starry Sky Above the Roman Ghetto, from director Giulio Base and screenwriter Israel Cesare Moscati, who recently passed away, and he was a very prominent figure in the Jewish community in Rome. The film was very successful in Italy. It was launched on the Italian national broadcaster platform Rai Play on the 27th of January, the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. And the film intertwines the roundup of the Jewish ghetto in Rome on 16 October 1943 with the coming-to-age story in contemporary Rome. So it's not unusual in films that talk about the Holocaust to see past and present intertwined in compelling stories. Is a sign that the horror that happened 8 years ago still haunts contemporary stories. So I would like your perspective on this one.
Yes. So firstly, it interests me that we have two Italian films with such intense Jewish content. Italy's had quite a history in many ways, but the Jewish stories are not often told. And so it is such a Catholic country, obviously, the Vatican, et cetera, et cetera. So, I found it particularly exciting that we have these two contemporary films, including Thou Shalt Not Hate, directed by Mauro Mancini.
Yeah.
That actually explore the Jewish experience, but also resonates with the Catholic experience in the country. It is fascinating that 80 years on, as you say, Holocaust films are still inspiring filmmakers to write about. So obviously there are so many angles to the Holocaust and the era that new stories are continually being unearthed and imagined, as well as it must be resonating with some contemporary realities for these screenwriters and directors to be telling these stories today.
Absolutely. This always not surprises me, but it's something that I always realize when I browse the program of GIF.
Yes.
Can you tell a little bit about? Can you tell us a little bit about documentaries that you are presenting this year? Because it's a very interesting program for documentaries as well.
Absolutely. So let's stay with Italy, shall we?
And yes,
go into the documentary Holy Silence.
Yeah.
And Holy Silence is a very powerful documentary of a story that is told about the Pope. At the time of the Holocaust, and his very questionable behavior in terms of his acquiescence / collaboration. And it's an amazing story, and really eye-opening. That's Holy Silence. Then we have a documentary about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, not to be confused with the RBG documentary we showed previously. This is a brand new documentary about the late Ruth Ginsburg, and it's called Justice Ginsburg in Her Own Words, because it's very much that. It's a much more intimate telling of her story in her own words rather than RBG, which was quite a pop culture tone
yeah.
telling of her amazing story. Then we have one of my favorites is a film called Alan Pakula, Going for Truth.
Yeah.
And this is a film about a film director. And I say a film director because, incredibly, he's not that well known. He's not in the zeitgeist of great filmmakers. And yet, he directed some of the most iconic films of all time, including All the President's Men, Sophie's Choice, and Clute. And for some reason, he's not in the category of the directors that slip off people's tongues. But he's was an incredible artist. It goes into his creative process. It goes into his personal story and his ridiculous, untimely, early, tragic death.
And, yeah, it's a director that, for some reasons, I've followed in the past. And it's... I love this film, so it's on my list to watch.
Interesting documentary in the filmic tone is a very, quite a quirky story. And as I say, there's so many Second World War and Holocaust era stories that keep getting unearthed that are fascinating because of the clearly tragic and highly dramatic nature of that period of time. And it's called Churchill and the Movie Mogul. And it tells the story of Winston Churchill and Alexander Korda. So before the war, Churchill was just a very good historian. And Alexander Korda was the greatest film producer in British history at that time. And he was a Hungarian Jewish immigrant, made some of the great historic epics in British history. And he actually hired Winston Churchill to be a historical expert on some of his films. So they made a friendship. Eventually, obviously, Churchill becomes prime minister, and he decides that part of the war effort that's very important, and also because of his own very deep interest in film, he decides to make propaganda films to bring America into the war, to motivate them and tell the stories. So it's about the films that Churchill and Alexander Korda make together.
That's another interesting one, definitely. And Eddie, moving out from documentaries, there is a film that really captured my interest, and I just wanted to hear what you have to say about Crescendo, which I think is an Israeli production, isn't it?
Yes.
Interesting film.
Yeah, so this is a film actually based on Daniel Barenboim, the world famous orchestra conductor.
Yeah.
It actually is based on something that he actually did, which was to bring together Arab and Israeli Jewish musicians to form an orchestra together, and it has all the interesting dynamics of political and personal conflict as they try to work out a way to make beautiful music together, despite each of their backgrounds and their perspectives.
Yeah, it sounds very interesting. As I wasn't sure if it was based on true events, but it looks like a very interesting film to watch.
Yes.
Eddie, I have just one last question for you.
Yes.
Again, about this weird and surreal COVID era.
Yeah.
How was your transition from selecting films, traveling to festivals, to selecting films from your home, watching links, I suppose? And it's a kind of a question which relates to your feelings in finding yourself in such a different, surreal situation.
Yeah, so, you know, definitely prefer, as I say, to watch films with other people, even the films that we screen for the festival. So luckily, there were quite a few films. We did make it to Berlin last year in February, just before everything went crazy. And there were many films that we found there, which was an excellent foundation. And yes, since then, we've been watching many things on links, which is not, you know, it's just not, you know, you're talking about an art form that is a big screen and a big sound experience. And clearly, it's compromised when you're watching, a piece of art in a way that was not necessarily, it wasn't conceived for. So it was quite challenging and definitely not, you know, as it should be, and definitely not highlighting all the great nuances of each film. But we think we've managed, despite all of that, to put together a world-class program. So we're proud of our program this year.
Ah, no doubt about that, Eddie. And look, on this final note, what I really wish and hope for all of us is that next year, in 2022, when we'll have this conversation again, COVID will be just something that we have forgotten about it and
As in the common cold, hopefully.
Exactly. So thank you so much, Eddie, for your time. GIF opens in Sydney tonight at the Ritz Cinemas, and it runs until March 17. In Melbourne from February 18th, tonight, through to March 16th, in Perth, in Brisbane, and in Canberra. I've been talking to Eddie Tamir, the festival director of the Jewish International Film Festival. Thank you very much for your time, Eddie.
Thanks for having me, and see you at the movies.
And I'm Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.